from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
Megan Singleton, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Andrew.
Now, Megan, you know, is our travel correspondent, but she has another job over the course of the next few days, the next week or so. Could you reveal your new incarnation?
The big reveal, move that bus, because I am hired by Tourism New Zealand to follow this media pack that you have so lovingly talked about around behind the royals. And so my role is to try and seed out story ideas about New Zealand from all the different locations we'll be going to. So I'll be writing content just like the other media, and that will be placed out through Tourism New Zealand's international offices and through their own PR channels, with the whole idea of being to showcase some sides of New Zealand that people might not know about.
150 international media here. They can't always write about Kate, William and George. They're going to write about other stuff, and you're going to make them do it.
And so there's quite an itinerary. Already the royal itinerary is, I love it because it's very inclusive and it shows a lot of New Zealand's innovation. They've been very careful. I don't know who does this planning, whether that's Kensington Palace or how it all works out, but they've been really great at making sure that what they see is some very innovative parts of New Zealand and things that we do. So, did you know, and you probably did, that the Forsyth Barr Stadium is the only permanently covered stadium in the world that has real growing grass?
Yes, I did.
Right, I knew you would. There's nothing you wouldn't know. So while they're there to play Ripper Rugby, which is also another Kiwi kind of grassroots level thing with our own royalty, Richie McCaw, in attendance, we get to showcase off things like the stadium, and then of course we whisk them to Queenstown where they'll do the shot over jet. I mean, being a young royal couple, they're up for being, you know, participating in so many things as well.
I see they're going to do match racing on the Waitemata Harbours in Team New Zealand's boats.
Well, the former Team New Zealand boats, you know, the ones that are docked down there in the viaduct for tourists. So again, a great opportunity for not only that company to showcase what they do, but hopefully the weather's going to be great, and there'll be spectator boats and media boats and things, and it will be really, really exciting. Then they're going to get into a Sea Legs amphibious boat, which you may know about as well, and drive across the Waitemata in that, and it's just another case of opportunity to showcase some of that technology as well.
And they're going to an air show with Sir Peter Jackson, who has, you know, the greatest collection of World War One fighter planes probably in the world. So
in Blenheim, and his Omaka, the aviation centre down there, and I went down there last year, and that's amazing. I mean, he's built sets around those aircraft. He's built the sets of the mighty Red Baron's demise, and so the media are going to get to go there the night before and really have a good look through and do what, you know, they'll be hosted to sort of drinkies and, be able to write about that as a destination as well. And, of course, Marlborough Wine Country, of which Villa Maria is in the Buckingham Palace's cellar. So, you know, these are great little hooks we're going to be able to use.
The whole thing, though, is they're funky things that are already half known in the rest of the world and do appeal to a younger audience. The question is, at $1 million a day for this tour, do you think we're going to get enough press back from it to make it, you know, a real good investment?
Well, I think you'll be able to do the maths on that pretty easily by looking at the coverage and just basically working that out on a dollar-by-dollar basis, you know, like, okay, how many column inches did we get? How many broadcasts did we get? That sort of stuff we'll definitely be able to calculate. And then over and above that, you know, will we start to see tourism numbers increase? So firstly, you've got the brand awareness that we're getting out there. And then when we start counting the dollars, I guess that's where it gets a little bit more difficult because you don't know how people, you know, got their idea to call in on Omaka when they're doing their New Zealand trip. But certainly we'll definitely be able to calculate the amount of coverage that we've got from this tour. And I think I heard someone say this week it's something like $10 million worth of coverage per publication or per day or something out of all these people that are travelling with us.
Absolutely. Not to mention the fact that the 500 journalists have to stay at a hotel somewhere. So someone's making some money there and then.
And
so,
they're all paying their own ways for that. They're paying their own airfares, their own hotels, their own meals. So that in itself is great opportunity at the end of summer.
It's going to be an amazing week for you, Megan. The entire schedule of the Royal Tour is up on Megan's blog site, bloggeratlarge.com, so people can see where they might get a chance to see the royal couple. You are doing God's work for our economy, Megan, and I can't wait to talk to you next week to hear some of your battle stories.
Great. Talk to you then.
Bye-bye. Bye.